U.S. greater than it's been 3 years since Tienhaven's death. Here's what you can do to stop bullying. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz It's been 3 years since Tienhaven's death. Here's what you can do to stop bullying news. What is a census and why it is mandatory for Malaysians to participate? It's been 3 years since Tienhaven's death. Here's what you can do to stop bullying. Drunk drivers in Malaysia could be fined up to RM150,000 and jailed up to 20 years if found guilty. UK tourist shares grateful post for how Malaysia handled COVID-19. IPTA students to receive 15% reduction for their hostel and service fees. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Temuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarang Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Nor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Mazliza Mamhad for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. People Features Lifestyle. Delivery Pomeranian works overtime to support the burden of being adorable. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Malaysians are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and 6 popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia. What is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The 12th of June 2017 was a dark day for Malaysians. We were shocked and appalled by the news of 18-year-old Tienhaven who suffered brutally in the hands of bullies. He was beaten with helmets, burned on his back and sodomized by an object by 5 of his neighborhood guys. Upon his arrival at the hospital, Tienhaven was declared brain dead and was comatose for 6 days before passing away on the 15th of June, reported Astro Awani. He was out getting burgers with his friend when 2 guys started calling him Pondan or Sissy. The 5 teenagers who assaulted Tienhaven were charged with murder under Section 302 of the Penal Code, read together with Section 34 of the Penal Code. The offense carries a maximum 20 years jail term and shall be liable to a fine or whipping upon conviction. The accusers were unrepresented throughout their case. The injustice that happened to Tienhaven sparked a nationwide debate on bullying and toxic masculinity that is still so prevalent in our country. Not only physical bullying, ever since the advancement of social media, cyberbullying has also become a huge problem we're still facing now. Thivyanayagi Rajendran was a 20-year-old who was believed to have committed suicide, leaving behind a note that suggested that she had fallen victim to cyberbullying. Malaysians have also been the accused when a K-pop star complained that she's done with Malaysia after some netizens repeatedly made fun of her name. As a nation, what should we do to make sure there's not another Tienhaven or Thivya who left us way too soon? If you're being bullied or anyone you know is, here's what you should do. 1. Don't respond to bullies. The worst thing you can do when you're being bullied is reacting to the bully's taunts. Try your best to remove yourself from the situation. We know it's easier said than done, but it's necessary. According to Leader Economic, bullies are insecure individuals trying to get a reaction from their victims in order to make themselves feel powerful. When you don't warrant their actions with a reaction, there are chances they might leave you alone. 2. Informing someone you trust. If you're a student facing bullying in school, immediately inform an adult. If not your parents, it could be a sibling, a teacher you trust, or even a school counselor. Never give up in trying to make your case. Somehow someone will believe you. It's imperative to remember that you're not in this alone. 3. Collecting evidence. In the case of cyberbullying, you need to get off the internet. However, before you do so, get sufficient evidence to defend your case. Malaysia now ranks at number 6 in the list of countries where cyberbullying was reported the most in 2018. Whether it is nasty tweets, malicious Facebook comments, or defamatory content, screenshot it and present this evidence when you're reporting your case. 4. Deactivating social media accounts. Social media can be a vicious place to be at times. The moment you don't feel safe on the internet, make sure to deactivate your accounts. Not looking at the hurtful comments and messages can also help you recover better. It also cuts off a path for the bully to reach you. Make sure to not respond to online trolls or get into arguments. This is not going to make you feel better. 5. Get mental health support. There's no denying the damage your mental health goes through when you're bullied. If you feel yourself go to a dark place mentally, please get professional help to help you cope. If you feel like getting help, you can contact these numbers. Befrienders Malaysia 24 hours daily, +603-7956-8144-7956-8145, sam@befrienders.org.my. Malaysian Mental Health Association, 03-2780-6803. In the case of online abuse, you can lodge a report under the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission here. To those being bullied, remember to seek help and you're not alone. If notice someone bullying, help to end the cycle by immediately reporting it. Also read, opinion or cyberbullying? Here's how to differentiate the two. Source, Next Shark Source, Astro AWANI Source, Today Show Source, Deposit Photos Source, WOB Source, Gov Insider Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.